Recorded. We're on the sixth bottom line of Daf Tes Vov Amud Beis, where the Gemara says as follows: Tani Rabbi Avadia Kamei Derava. Rabbi Avadia learned the spelling halacha in front of Rava. Velimadatom. We're going through the various words in the parasha of Shema. Now, you'll remember yesterday we learned that when it says Uchasav Tom, we learned that that means Vekasav Tom. Your writing should be complete. Everything in the parasha must be written. So you see that the word Tom at the end of the word, even though the literal translation is, of course, it just means it makes it into plural. But over here, it means that you darshan Tom. Tom means complete.
Where do you find that?
Close up here. So too says the Gemara on the word v'lamadatem. V'lamadatem says the Gemara shiyehe limudcha tam. Just like we darshaned yesterday on the word ukasav tam, that the writing has to be tam, which means you've got to write everything. Everything in the parasha has to be written in your tefillin and in your mezuzahs. So too now with regard to v'lamadatem, when you're learning, when you're reciting the following words, it's also got to be tam, from the Lashon of tomim, complete. It's got to be the complete reading. What does that mean, the complete reading? It says the Gemara, sheyitein revach. Sheyitein revach bein hadvekim. You must put a space in between the cracks. What does that mean? You must put a space between the cracks. If you look at the second wide line of Rashi, Tevois, there are some words, Hamadubokois zubazu, Madubokois from the word devek, glued or stuck. There are some words that are stuck, they run into each other. As we'll soon mention, the Gemara lists a few examples. Im ein choma freedom, if you do not separate them, kashahatevo hashnio, when the second word, mascheles, begins, ba'ois, with the letter, shahatevo, shemelefoneho, nigmeres, if the second word begins with the same letter as the first word ended. As the Gemara will give it examples. For example, when we say in Shema, al levovecho, so that second word, levovecho, begins with a lamed, but so too the previous word ends with a lamed. So you run the big risk of not pronouncing it as two separate words, not putting a space in between the cracks. And how does it sound? Al levovecho. And that middle lamed automatically now becomes the last letter of the first word and the first letter of the second word. So that's what we have to be very careful. That's what Rashi is saying. Im ein choma freedom, if you don't separate these two words, which are really essentially stuck together, kashahatevo hashnio, when the second word, mascheles, begins, ba'ois, with that letter, shahatevo shelema foneho, that the word prior to it, nigmeres, finishes with, then what happens? Hu koire oison, then he will read them, shte oisiois, ba'ois achas. He will read two letters, like al levavecha, he'll just read it as alavavecha. Im einoi misasek, if he does not bother himself, litain revach beinehem, to make sure that he puts a space in between them, kedem afarish rova, as Rava is about to explain. So therefore, this is the point. If you don't make a conscious effort to divide the words, on some words it doesn't make a difference because there is no joint last and first letter. So for example, this is only an issue in b'chol levovecha. But if it's b'chol nafshecha, that even if you run the words from one into the other, there's no chashash that it sounds like one word, b'chol nafshecha. The last word of b'chol is a lamed. The first word of nafshecha is a nun. They don't sound the same at all. Therefore, this is essentially only an issue when you have two words where the last letter of the first word is the same as the first letter as the second word. We'll soon see in Tosfos other examples as well. So let's now look at the Gemara. The Gemara will list examples and we'll see Tosfos afterwards will expound a little bit. Says the Gemara again, Tani Rav Avadia Kamei de Rava. Rav Avadia learned in front of Rava. Velimadatem, quote unquote, Shiyehei Limudcha, your limud, your learning, your studying should be tam, should be perfect. In what way should it be perfect? Sheyitein Revach Bein Hadveikim. You must put a space between, Dveikim is from the word Devek, connection. You must put a space, as it were, between the connections. Don't make sure that the words stick together. Now, he's giving us the rule, but he's not really giving us the details. Says the Gemara, Ani Rava Basre. So Rava responded afterwards and he explained, Kagain, example number one, Al Levovecha, where you have that last lamed and the first lamed. Example number two, Al Levavechem, in the second parasha. Third example, Bechol Levovecha, or Bechol Levavechem. So in all those words, you have the last letter of the first word being the same as the first letter in the second word, and that's why you run into trouble. Here comes a fifth example, Esev Besadcha. Now this is a bit of a chiddush, because Esev is a vase and Besadcha is a base. Nonetheless, they do sound similar, and if you don't make sure to divide them, it sounds like Esev Besadcha, Esev Besadcha. A fifth example, Va'avadatem Mehera, so that we all understand. If you don't divide the words, it'll sound like Va'avadatem Mehera. You don't hear the double mem, you don't hear two mems. Seventh example, Hakonof Pasil. Now again, one's a fe and one's a pe, but because they sound similar, you'll not hear the distinction between the two. The eighth example is Eschem Me'eretz. Eschem Me'eretz. So again, if you don't divide the words, it'll sound like Eschem Me'eretz. I only hear one mem because you're only saying one mem. So you've got to say Eschem Me'eretz. Now, of course, when it comes to Kriya Shema, one has to pay extra attention to these things. Every word, we're talking about a mitzvah min ha-Torah. But if we're really going to be on the lookout, then this is an issue that might crop up in other areas, not necessarily in Kriya Shema, but also in davening. What will be an example? This morning for Shachris, in the Birkas Kriya Shema, we say, Le'umas Serafim. If you say that quickly, what will it sound like? Le'umas Serafim. But there's actually a le'umas, one's a tof, one's a sin, but it sounds the same, etc., etc. So these are examples which, are, if we're on the lookout and we're conscious of this, we might notice quite a bunch of other examples. Now, there it's less critical. because we're not talking about a mitzvah da'iraisa of Kriya Shema. I remember my bar mitzvah parasha 29 years ago was Parasha Shemois. And right at the beginning of Parasha Shemois, it says, Vayokom Melech Chodosh. A new king arose. There you have three words in a row where you can make this mistake twice. Vayokom Melech. If you say that too quickly, it sounds like Vayokom Melech. And then again, Melech Chodosh. It's not Melech Chodosh. It's Vayokom Melech Chodosh. So if we're more conscious of this, we'll certainly see many, many other examples. But for the moment, we're discussing Kriya Shema. Now, before, there's a Tosis that we must see, which we will see, but let's just continue the Gemara till the bottom. The Gemara now quotes a pasuk in Tehillim Samach Ches. I'm just trying to open up in front of me. I don't have the exact reference there. 68 what?
Above.
There it is, 68:15. So the Gemara says, unbelievable statement. Omar Rav Chama bar Rav Chanina. Rav Chama, the son of Rav Chanina, says, Kol hakoyre kriya shema. Anybody who recites kriya shema, umedakdek ba'oisi yoseho, and is medakdek, is particular about pronunciating all the letters and the words correctly, Metzananin loy Gehenem. They will cool down Gehenem for him. So quite incredible schar for saying Kriya Shema properly. If somebody says Kriya Shema properly, meaning he enunciates the words clearly, then Gehenem will be cooled down for him. How do we know? Shenema, because we have a posuk. Now this posuk is written in Tehillim, and it says, Beforeis Shakai Melochim. When Shakai, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu scatters kings. Bo Tashleig Betzalmoin. In it shall be whitened those in shadowy darkness. That is the technical translation of this pasuk. Says the Gemara, we need to do a little play on words now, a drosha. Al tikri beforeis. Do not read it as beforeis, which means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu scatters the king. Elo. Read the Gemara. We've been recorded. If we read the Gemara in light of the new way that the pasuk has to be read, now the pasuk will be read as follows: Befroish Shakai Melochim, not scattering, but when you enunciate clearly the words Tashleig Betzalmoves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will snow Gehenna. What does snow mean? Snow is cold, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cool down Gehenna. So this is where we learn the tremendous schar for saying Kriya Shema clearly. Look at Rashi right at the bottom, the last Rashi. Before befrois shakai, im tefaresh shakai. If you explain and you clearly say the word shakai v'tavdil, tevois shel malchus shamayim. That's what it means, shakai melochim. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is scattering kings, but you are clearly enunciating the parasha that pertains to the king. Then, Bo Tashleg b'tzalmoin. Atoira asher bo yimloichu. Tashleg v'tzatzane lecho. The Torah with which you are being mamlech Hashem will cool down, will snow down as tzeil hamoves, the shadow, the valley of death. It's the shadow of death, which means Gehenim. So we've learned so many important halachas in this sugya of Kriya Shema, but the two that come to mind now is, number one, the whole discussion we had on the previous Omud about whether Shema has to be audible. And the bottom line was, even though if it isn't your Yetzer, but Lechatchila, it's supposed to be audible. That's something that we're supposed to be makbid on. And here's another halacha now. You're supposed to split up those words, especially when there's a chashash that will sound like one word. And if you do so, you get a tremendous, tremendous schar. What's that schar? The schar is the Gehenim will be cooled down. So if you're planning not ending up in Gehenim, maybe it's not so important. But if there's that chashash, then here it comes. Shema is a tremendous way of being spared from the heat of Gehenim. Now let's have a look at the last Tosfos on the Omud, because Tosfos now opens up this discussion a little. Says Tosfos, Bein HaDavakim, Rav Alphus, that's the Rif, Moisif, he added to the examples already mentioned in the Gemara, Kagoin, V'choro Af. All of the examples mentioned in the Gemara were, as we said, where the last letter of word number one is the same letter as the first letter of word number two, like b'chol levovacha. Now, v'choro af is not the same letter at all. So why is the Rif adding that to the list? So he explains. De'im lo yitein revach. Because if you don't put a space in between v'choro and af, oz nire, then it will appear or sound like k'moy v'choraf, which is a completely different word. Instead of saying v'choro space af, if you say it too quickly, it sounds like v'choraf. V'chein moisif. So too, you added another example. Ura'isem oisoi. Now again, ura'isem oisoi is not the same joint middle letter. But we can work it out already ourselves. If you don't put a space in between the words, what will it sound like? Ura'isem oisoi. It's not. It's ura'isem, pause, oisoi. It's not moisoi. Moisoi means his death. Ura'isem, pause, oisoi. Not ura'ise, moisoi. Another example, v'zacharatem es, or v'asisem es. What will happen if you say v'zacharatem es too quickly? Instead of saying v'zacharatem es, it will be v'zacharatem mes. You'll hear the word mes. Or v'asisem es. It's not v'asisem mes. It's v'asisem, pause, es. Shetzarich litein revach. So too there also, you have to put a space between mem shebesoif teva, between the mem at the end of the word, la aleph shebetchilas teva she'achareha. You've got to put a space between the mem at the end, the aleph at the beginning, because otherwise it will not sound correct, it will read v'zacharta mes v'sisem mes v'risem moisoi. Now, v'chein tzorich, here's another example, but this is a different type of issue. Lahatiz zayin shel tizkeru. You sometimes hear that, people make a very big doggish. Lema'an tizkuru ba'asisem. People say the Zayin very loud. That's what it means, lahatiz. You've got to make sure that the Zayin is very poignant. Mantizkru with a Z. All you guys call it a Z. Something strange like that. But really it's a Z. Lahatiz vatizkru.
We Americans.
Not when you're smiling, we can't see with a mask on.
We colonists do it that way, yes.
I'll call upon him. It's got to be read tizkru. Why? Shelo yishma sin. If you don't make sure that you stress that it's a zayin mantizkru, then if you say it too quickly, what will it sound like? Mantizkru. It sounds like a sin, an S rather than a Z. What's the difference between a mantizkru and a mantizkru? Tizkru is from the word sachar, reward. So then it sounds like leman sheyeh lanu sachar mitzvahs. Sounds like you should listen to Hashem. Lema'an tizkru, in order to earn reward, from the word sachar, which is completely the wrong translation of the word. Why? Ve'ein lanu la'asos al menas lekabel pras. We're not supposed to be serving Hashem in order to get the reward. So if you don't say the words clearly and it ends up sounding like lema'an tizkru, then it will translate as in order to get a reward. And in order to get a reward is completely wrong. That's why it says Tosfos, it's got to be read as leman tizkru. Leman tizkru means in order that you shall remember, not that you should order in order to get reward. So you see that Tosfos over here has expanded this list. The Gemara was talking about where the last letter and the first letter are the same. Tosfos expanded that to Vachara Afos, Isemes, etc., etc. And now, if he's on the subject of when do you have to say words clearly, so he's bringing a different example. Make sure you say Leman Tizkru and not Leman Tizkru. The bottom line is, the slower you say Shema and the clearer you say the words, the better off you are. If somebody's running late or he's in a rush or he whizzes through Shema, then inevitably he's going to end up running into a lot of problems. If you say Shema slowly and distinctly, then you should be 100% fine.
Is it better to say a slow Shema, even if you might miss starting Shemona Esrei?
I can't hear you, Nachum. Am I on mute?
How about now?
I'm saying maybe something's wrong with my... Try now speaking.
Is it better to do a slow Shema?
Wrong with my speaker. I can't hear. 1 second. Okay, Nachum, speak now.
Testing?
Yeah, works now. Great. Yes, what are you saying?
Sometimes you'll find yourself in a minion that's moving a little fast. So if you do a long Shema, then you're not going to start Shemon Esrei with the Tzibur.
Good question.
So what's the better option? What's more chashuv?
Not to daven in a quick minyan. If you find yourself there, mistometa, I have to check up. It's a very good shaila. I would say at first glance, Shema is more important. Shema at the end of the day is a mitzvah and atayir. The union of davening b'tzibur is only a din rabbanon. As important as it is, the davening b'tzibur are far more important is to say Kriya Shema properly. So if you rush Kriya Shema in order to gain tefillah b'tzibur, basically you're losing out on a possible da'iraisa to gain a drabbanon. So the Kriya Shema will be considered more important. Okay, let's make a start to the next Gemara. I'd like to, I don't know if we're going to reach the Mishnah, but at least make our way towards the Mishnah. Va'omar Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Here comes another statement in the name of Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Lomo nismuchu. Why is there a juxtapositioning of the words oyalim lenacholim? Oyalim is tents. Nacholim is rivers or streams, canals. Dechsev, because it is written, this is a pasuk in Chukas, it says, Kenacholim netoyu, Kaganais ali noher, Kaaholim nota. I think it's a reference to Torah. And it's being referred to both as Oyalim and also as Necholim. And that's what the Gemara is querying. What is this comparison to Necholim and Oyalim? So, my Loma Nisbuchu Oyalim le Necholim, Dixiv ke Necholim notoyu, ke Ganois ale Nahor, ke Oyalim nota. Loi malacha, this comes to teach you. Ma necholim, just like a river or a nachal, a river. Malin esa odom mituma letairo can be male, can promote, can elevate somebody from tuma letairo. How so? If somebody is tome, he can dip in the nachal. I must tell you, this has been one of the most commonly asked questions over the last 6 months. A woman needs to tovel in the mikvah, and she happens to have corona. What does she do? Or she's at least in bidud, in quarantine. What do they do? So she's in quarantine, that's half a problem. But if she's got corona, she obviously can't go out and use a public mikvah. So can we allow her to go at 2 o'clock in the morning when it's dead quiet, to go and toivel in a sea or in a river? Essentially, technically speaking, the answer is 100% permitted. Practically, one has to be very careful for a number of reasons which I'm not going to get involved in now. But I'll come upon, this is what the Gemara is saying. A nachal is male somebody from tumah to tairo. It can elevate somebody from being tomei to tairo, like a mikvah. It's the ultimate mikvah. So too, af oyalim, so too the tents. Which tents? Rashi learns this is the tent of the Beis HaMedrash. So too, malin esa odom can also elevate a person mikaf choivo lekaf sechus, from being, as it were, in a situation of choiv, debt, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to zechus, merit, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Limud Torah is what swing the balance. Says Rashi at the top, Oyalim lenacholim, kenacholim notoyu koelim notua, af oyalim bote midrashois. So Rashi learns that oyalim is a Loshna Beis HaMedrash. Where is the most famous example in the Torah of where oyalim means a Beis HaMedrash? Yaakov Avinu, when it says he's an ish tom yoshev oyholim. Or it says, smach zvulun b'tseisecho v'yisocha b'oyholecho. Yisocha is in the tent of Torah. Now, if you look at the top Tosfos, Tosfos understands differently. Oyalim l'necholim pirush akumshus teksiv k'necholim notoyu k'oyalim notoyu v'li nirem. The oyalim, the high craw, the tents mentioned in this pasuk, lav loshen oyhel. It is not the regular usage of the word tent, which Rashi then explains means the tent of the Beis HaMedrash. Elo loshen bashomayim. Elo nira midasomich ma tuvoy oyholecha lekenecholim notoyu. The Gemara explains that there's a juxtapositioning between the word oyalim and lenacholim. Now, where is there this juxtapositioning? So Rashi quotes the pasuk. It says, "Kenacholim natoyu ka'olayim nata." Says Tosfos, I'm sorry to tell you that the word oyalim in that pasuk doesn't mean tent, and that's not what we're discussing. It's referring to a different pasuk, which is also written in close proximity there. Matoivu oyalecha, the pasuk we all said today before davening. Matoivu oyalecha Yaakov. That is written in close proximity to the pasuk of Lenacholim. And that's the juxtaposition that we're talking about. The Matoivu oyalecha, which oyel is being referred to there? There it is, the oyel of Torah. Okay, I think we have a couple of minutes left. I think we should keep on moving. Hakoire lemafreya lo yotzof, you read Kriya Shema backwards, the psukim backwards, you're not yotze. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. These two great Amoraim, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, have a kokatrin lei. They were adorning Ganana Lerbeloza. Rashi says, Koishrim loy chupa. They were tying, attaching, making a chupa ready. La Sio Yesho, he was about to get married. So Rebeloza is about to get married. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, can you imagine the two Gedoyle Hadoyer are busy assembling a chupa? Omar Lohu, so he, Rebeloza, he was the chasman. They are putting up his chuppah. So he said to them, Adahochi Vahochi. What does Adahochi Vahochi mean? It means, meanwhile, whilst you are erecting this chuppah, Ezel Veshma Milsa, I will go and I will listen to a matter being discussed, the Bay Midrasha. Veesi, and I will bring it, Ve'emelachu, and I will tell it to you. So you're here, Rav Ami and Rav Asi, putting up this chuppah. Says Rav Elazar, in the meanwhile, I'm going to run along to the Beis HaMedrash and hear if there's any good chidushim being discussed, and I will bring it back and I will report it to you. So indeed he did. Ozal, he went, Ashkechen, he found the Tana, the Ketani, Kamei, the Rabbi Yochanan. And he found them discussing the following in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Korav ta'ol, if he recites Kriya Shema, and in the middle he makes a mistake, he lost track. But he doesn't know where he made that mistake. One second, where was I up to? I know I suddenly lost myself and I can't remember where I was up to. So what are we going to tell him? Go back to where? So here the Gemara makes all different types of distinctions. Okay, so we're running out of time. We'll hold it over here. But as a Hashem, tomorrow we will make our way to the Mishnah. We will see the second Tosfos on the page. And then, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go back and do a little bit of Chazara all the way back to Yud Dalad on the base, almost at the wide lines. And meanwhile, I wish you all a good day. I'll see you tonight.
Have a good day. Toach. Toach.
Yishkat.